Exercise 4. For this exercise, you're going to need some space to move around in. I'd say at least a 6-foot radius, maybe more space than that. You're going to need to be wearing clothes that are comfortable to move in. And for this exercise, we'll be casting a circle and then raising energy and sending it out. So first of all, you'll need to decide the intention for the energy you're sending out. If you don't have a specific intention at this time, you could send out energy for world peace. You could send out blessings for your family or loved ones. You could send out healing to anyone who needs it. But take some time to consider carefully what intention you would like to raise and send out energy for. Also for this exercise, since we will be casting a circle, you might want to have some props. This is not required, but if you feel it helps you, you might want to have a candle for each of the 5 directions, or something that represents each of the elements to you to place around the periphery of your circle. You might want to have something to cast the circle with, a wand, a stick of incense, a feather. Whatever feels right to you. Of course, you can just use your finger to point and cast the circle. You can use your hands. No props are necessary, but consider what you would like to cast your circle for this exercise, exercise 4. As always, you'll want to have your journal fairly nearby so that you can quickly record the experience when we finish. So take a few moments to get together all of these things. Open space, comfortable clothes, any props you'd like for your circle, your journal, something to write with, most importantly, your intention, and as always, please be sure that your telephone, pagers, answering machine are turned off and that you have a little bit of privacy. So take a few moments to do that and then come back. Exercise 4. Start by clearing your circle and placing representatives for each of the 4 elements in their appropriate directions. Light any candles or incense that you'll be using during this ritual, but please be sure that they are well out of range. If they're on the floor, make sure they're well away from you because you will be doing movement during this exercise. Make sure there are no imminent fire hazards. So start by preparing your space, and when you're ready, stand in the center and face the direction you'd like to begin in. I always begin in the north. Many people begin in the east. Any direction you'd like to begin in is fine. Center of your circle. Your feet flat on the floor. Your arms raised above your head. Let your body sway slightly. Feel the energy of the sky flowing down into you through your upraised arms. Feel the energy of the earth coursing up through your feet, through your legs. This energy meets in your center, somewhere in your abdomen. Feel that energy swirl. Extend your arm and cast your circle for the intention you have chosen. face each direction, one at a time, and call that elemental energy into your circle. Picture each elemental energy as a color, and in your mind's eye, see those colors stream into your circle. Experience what each color feels like. Begin to slowly sway to the energy of each color, keeping in mind your intention, perhaps repeating it as a chant. Peace. 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 Healing. 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 Love. 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 Whatever your intention, begin to repeat it as a chant. As you dance, slowly sway to the energies. Let the energy float away. See it rising up. It's out there. It's gone. Now take a deep breath. Raise your hands above your head And slowly, as you exhale, push the excess energy through your hands, through your feet, back into the earth. If you still feel like you're tingling with energy, get down on the floor, crouch down, put your hands on the floor, perhaps sit on the floor. You might even want to lean forward and rest your forehead on the floor. And let that energy leak out. Let it seep out. This energy is for your intention as well. It's grounded back into the earth. It'll be there when you need it again. Now it's time to thank the energies you called into your circle and to open your circle up by moving in the opposite direction. Be sure that you extinguish your candles. And now, find your journal and make some notes about this experience. Notice how big was the ball of energy that you formed between your hands and that you threw out. The next time you try this, envision a bigger ball of energy. Perhaps your first ball was the size of a softball. Then next, make it the size of a beach ball. And so forth, until your energy ball is boulder-sized. It's boulder-sized, but it's light, it's manageable. You're able to easily lift it and throw it out into the universe. End of exercise 4.